broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Well, you know the routine on Fridays. Brad's with us. BradPowerSports.com out in Las Vegas. If you have college basketball questions, absolutely send them his way here during the show. Use the hashtag AskBP if you put it on Twitter, at BillIsKing. Brad, let's talk some college football first, though. We finished it up, the regular season and the postseason. LSU trending the whole way. Where did you have LSU in your initial power ratings? Like fourth or third? Or you had them up there.
I had them fourth. And still obviously way too low because, I mean, when it's all said and done, I upgraded LSU about two touchdowns. And right now I have LSU power rated higher than any team in the last 5 years since I myself have been doing power ratings on a weekly basis in the last 5 years. So, yeah, I mean, even though I probably had them higher than the market, I know I did because I bet LSU in week one against Georgia Southern, but my power rating couldn't even keep up with how well, I mean, LSU performed, particularly on the offensive side of the ball.
Last 5 years, the highest power-rated team is LSU. Can you recall your top five there, or do you need to look that up?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to look that up. I know the Buckeyes. They're all in the last 2 years. I can tell you this. It was one was LSU this year. Two was Clemson last year. Three was Alabama last year. I think four was Ohio State this year, and five was Clemson this year.
Wow. So all the last 2 years. So you're saying at the top, the last 2 years has been the best of the last 5 years.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it makes sense. All those teams went undefeated in the regular season. You look at other teams, won losses, and then you just look at margin of victory has been substantial for those five teams here the last couple of years.
Looking at LSU continuing to peak all the way to the last game, and I guess if they had to play another game, they'd peak in that game too, even higher, the way they were going. Have you seen anything quite like that?
No, I mean, not offensively. I think it's the best offensive team I've seen, or at least in the last, 20 years or so. I mean, heck, I mean, Nebraska 95 was pretty good offensively, but, I was 12, so, I mean, I didn't have the same thought process about football as I do now.
Right.
But, yeah, I had never seen anything like that, I mean, offensively. Just, a team with such a modern offense with that kind of talent surrounding it, hadn't seen it. And then, obviously, the defense got a little healthier, and they were playing their best ball this season down the stretch.
Nebraska 95, such a physical Tommy Frazier run football team versus LSU, a totally different. If we could ever play a game, I guess maybe 20 years from now, Brad, maybe we can simulate those games and maybe get a feel for it with some kind of technology that we don't even know about right now. But two totally different styles of ball. That would be an interesting matchup.
No question. Yeah, I mean, people would say, oh, they'd have extra time to prep for the option. Well, Florida did at that time, and then Florida was by far the best team in the SEC, and that didn't work out so well for them in the Fiesta Bowl. Yeah, I mean, it really would. We're starting now to have enough of a gap where I don't know how Nebraska would play in today's day and age. I mean, they certainly are extremely talented. and at the time they were one of the best teams I've ever seen. But it would certainly be interesting because I mean you couldn't get any different as far as offensive scheme wise.
Here's a really good question. I don't know, as many years as we've done this, Brad, we feel like pretty much every question has been asked, meaning every circumstance. I don't know if this one's been asked. This is John, who's in Los Angeles, who came all the way to commitments from L.A. He says, Bill, ask Brad, has he ever heard or seen anyone throwing away a ticket or tearing up a betting ticket, thinking that the game was lost, only to have the team come back and somehow miraculously cover? He says, I couldn't help think about that because of the Texans-Chiefs game when the Texans were up 24-0 and then they were down at halftime.
It's a great question, and it happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
A little less now because people bet on their app, and you can't, you know, throw away,
right.
You know, a ticket on an app. But it certainly happens. I mean, it happened. I guess probably the most famous one was probably the Kentucky Derby. What was that? Not last year, but the year before. Was it last year? I can't remember when they changed the winner. You know, post-race, so I'm sure there were that. They said there was like $1 million of unclaimed tickets. I mean, after the horse originally won, I'm sure a lot of people ripped up tickets there, and then they changed the result, that 20 minutes later. So that's probably the most famous, but I've seen it firsthand, guys ripping up tickets in the first half and whatnot. So, yeah, that's a normal occurrence here in Vegas.
That leads me to this question. I wasn't even thinking about this either. Weekly, how many unclaimed tickets do you think at a random casino there are? Winning tickets that just don't get claimed.
Winning tickets in a casino. Wow. Wow, that's a great question.
Is that normal? I mean,
yeah, I think it's probably in the it's probably in the five figures. Probably in the five figures each week. Just, low five figures. I don't think it's like 100,000 per casino, but I'm sure it wouldn't surprise me if it was at least 10,000 each week.
What's the limit time-wise to claim a ticket?
Usually 6 months as far as a betting sports ticket where you can claim it. 6 months is usually the pretty standard.
Wonder how often some dude who for whatever, maybe went in a coma, I don't know, but he pulls out this ticket he forgot about, and then he looks it up, realizes it's a winner, shows up, and he can't collect.
Yeah, I mean, this is embarrassing, but it happened to me. I was betting a couple of places up at a casino in the Lake Tahoe area, and I just plain forgot that I bet off a few of them, and it was expired. Nothing major. It wasn't like $1,000 bets, but
right.
it would have been, actually, when you count the winnings, because it was a couple tickets, it would have been actually north of $1,000 for me. So that's on me on that one. I totally forgot.
So you had some winners, and you didn't even realize it.
Or
you forgot about it.
They were put away. They were like season-long type of bets, the season win totals, and I just plain forgot about it.
West Coast Sooner, Brad, what do you think about Baylor hiring Dave Aranda from LSU?
You know, it's an intriguing hire. I'll say this. I think it's a downgrade. And I'm not saying massive downgrade, but it's a downgrade because I think so much of Matt Rhule. And I think Matt Rhule was one of the better coaches in the country. Certainly a guy that, probably not nationally known as – a great coach, but certainly very, very well respected. Even in Vegas' terms of covering the spread, he was one of the better coaches, 62% against the spread in his career at Temple and Baylor. I like guys with head coaching experience, but obviously Aranda's been at the very top of college football from a coordinator spot. I think it'll be a decent hire. I don't know enough yet. I need to see. It's very late in the process at this point. We'll see how he can. I mean, it's probably the recruiting. It looks like Baylor's going to have a really bad recruiting class, so that's going to hurt him to start off. And I'll have to see how he fills out his staff.
Hawkeye Jason linked this on Twitter. It's from Pick 6 Previews. And here's the stat. I don't know if you saw this, Brad, a football stat. Says there were 1,263 FBS offenses in the entire 2010's decade. So 1,263 of them, just five averaged higher than 7.9 yards per play. Oklahoma 8.6 and 18. Oklahoma 8.3 and 17. Oklahoma 7.9 and 19. So Lincoln Riley did this three times in the top five, the top three in the top five, with three different quarterbacks. LSU 7.9 this year and Alabama 7.9 this year. That's average per play. How about that?
Yeah, and that's the wise guy stat that they like to use is yards per play. It's one of their favorite stats. It seems like offenses are going certainly in that direction. I think that they're certainly utilizing that more and more. But the fact that Alabama and LSU, you know, no disrespect to the Big 12, but I'll go ahead and disrespect them. The level of play defensively in the SEC is so much far superior to the level of play of the Big 12. So, I mean, as good as and consistent as Oklahoma's been offensively under Riley, I mean, the Alabama and the LSU stats are, you know, obviously historic.
Interesting here. Thad says, Bill, ask Brad when bettors or Brad, when you talk about, quote, the wise guys, who is that, he asks.
Just, you know, professional bettors, guys that not only handicap it, but bet for it on a living. So that's
pros.
The wise guys. It's not like some secret, you know, cult or some secret group with, you know, black hats and or whatnot. But, it's just the guys that do it for a living.
When you look ahead, and again, we never use the it's too early quote or phrase here on the show, but when you look ahead to next year, the 2020, or this year, if you want to stay in the same season, 2020, what are you looking at? Is it still real chalky at the top in college football?
Yeah, I mean, early power rating for me, I think it's probably a slam dunk. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with much. That Clemson's one, Ohio State's probably going to be two for me, and Alabama's going to be three. That's pretty much set. After that, I think that's where it gets interesting this upcoming season, because I've already made a bet with somebody else that you can't find. I haven't been able to see it at any sports book or casino. But I'm going to be known as an LSU hater because, I mean, obviously, didn't adjust enough this year, faded them in the national championship game. And I think LSU's got the look of like a 9-3 team, Bill. So I'm going to be looking to play LSU under their season win total. Georgia, with so many question marks offensively, I get it defensively. They're going to be really good, but they were really good this year and still couldn't get over the hump. So that'll be interesting. I think Florida's going to be pretty good. I think if you're looking for a couple of sleepers, I think North Carolina is going to be maybe a surprise team in the ACC. But nationally, if you're looking for maybe a long shot to be in contention late November, I think it's Texas A&M. Go look up Texas A&M's schedule. Clemson's off. Georgia's off the schedule, and they replace them with Colorado and Vanderbilt. Texas A&M is going to be favored in 9 of their first 10 games, and if they can beat Auburn at Auburn, they'll be 10-0 at the end of the season when they play Alabama and LSU to close it out.
Wow. Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier. A&M's schedule softens up. It circumnavigates much better. They return a ton of players. Kellen Mond's back. They're recruiting top five type classes regularly right now. If they're going to hit it, right now is about the time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly with Alabama having a little bit of question marks at quarterback. We'll see if Mac Jones is your starter. I mean, if he is, then he's going to have about a year and a half at that point. But it's not like he's an elite-level type of talent. Maybe they're going with the true freshman at that point or to his brother. We'll see. But there's certainly question marks at quarterback for Alabama. And then I do think LSU takes several steps back next year. I mean, to lose Joe Brady, Dave Aranda, seven early guys to the NFL, and oh yeah, by the way, the Heisman Trophy winner, Joe Burrow. I mean, and I look at Ed Orgeron, and I'm not sure that it's going to be completely buttoned up after winning the title. Hell, even Nick Saban, after he won his first title at Alabama, they lost three games the next season. That's the only time since his first season at Alabama that they've lost three games. So I'm questioning whether or not LSU will sort of say have that eye of the tiger this upcoming season.
Need to get a break here. Brad's with us. If you want to ask him a handicapping question, you can absolutely ask about college basketball, the spreads and all that, what he thinks. He's doing that now. Use the hashtag AskBP, and I'll get it to Brad as quickly as possible. We'll take the break here at the Southern Steak and Oyster Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It is looking better now as they move that rank 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area as you continue towards Nashville, coming in from Rutherford County. Now, they're still on the scene of an accident, non-injury, 2100 block in Nolensville Pike in front of the library. Ellington Parkway, it was between Hart Lane and Trinity Lane, trying to quickly move that wreck over to the side. Still quite a bit of traffic flow trying to get down through there. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's so worth that drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. This month, try the delicious pizza sub with fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Prank Show.
I watched a Derrick Henry that got better with each carry to the point where in the third quarter, fourth quarter, defensive players like, I don't want to get hit by him again. You're on defense, you're used to hitting players? No. Derrick Henry was punishing players so much that it was to the point where they were just like almost quitting.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville's Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, a mostly cloudy sky, mostly cloudy today, high 48. Cloudy tonight, stray shower this evening, a good chance for showers with gusty winds later tonight into Saturday, low tonight 44. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to the Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
At the Southern Steak and Oyster, Brad's with us out in Vegas handicapping. If you have anything for him, hashtag AskBP. Pac-12, Dave says, ask Brad, and I know you saw this, odds of Washington State winning the Pac-12 next year. He says Oregon and Washington taking steps back.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, you can't find it in Vegas, but this is the New Jersey market that's a lot more aggressive with this stuff. They have odds out on all Power 5 conferences as far as who will win them, and right now Washington State's 14-1. That's behind Oregon, who's the favorite, followed by USC, Washington, and Utah, Bill. But Washington State, 14-1. I think a value pick might be Arizona State, 20-1, if they can win the South. And then you can hedge in the Pac-12 championship game.
I'm already looking, Brad, for that long shot quarterback, Heisman. I'm not having much luck. Yeah, I'm not having much luck, but I'm looking.
Yeah, I mean, I blew it for you with Joe Burrow, and
I know
a product of me hearing the same thing come out of Baton Rouge for about 10 years, that they're modernizing everything, and I just didn't believe it. I mean, it was
right.
Kind of like the boy cried wolf, and I didn't bet it. So I'll have to look at it more. I know it's not available here in Vegas yet. And then they're going to rip you off on the early ones. Sometimes you can find, after they take a sigh of relief and look at the board in like April-ish, that's sometimes where you can find the value. But what they'll do is they'll put them up in January and February, and they'll just flat out rip you off. Last year they had like Adrian Martinez like 6-1 or whatnot. So sometimes I wait a little bit, Bill.
Oh, and just to update, Jeff in Chicago had LSU at 50-1. He put down $12.50, so he cashed a ticket for 600 and something bucks on that one. That was a good bet.
A very good bet. And that was about as high of the number as you could find, because they opened 50-1. By the time the season started, LSU was 25-1. So that's a fantastic bet by Jeff. Another miss by me. I mean, because really, Bill, if I have a team preseason number 4 on my power ratings and they're 50-1, come on, that should have been an auto bet. I'll tell you why it wasn't. I didn't think they could beat Alabama. I mean, they were
right
in preseason. They were double-digit underdog there. And what was LSU's path to the national title if they couldn't beat Alabama? They certainly weren't going to win the division.
He got that bet. I think he told me actually back in March. It was pretty early now, because the way you described it, it was 25-1 once you got started. So he had to get that thing way in advance.
Yeah, that was super early, 50-1, and that was I saw it at the Westgate here, 50-1, and yeah. But by the time even spring practice was over, they were down to like 30-1.
Karen asks, let me know when I should take Kellen Mond for the Heisman. I'm serious. Well, what kind of odds would you estimate Mond's going to be?
40 or 50-1. I'll have to look. I think a couple of offshore sites put some of those Heisman odds up. So I'll have an answer for you by the time after the next break.
Kellen Mond. Now at 40-50-1, is that if you had $10, little spare pocket change?
I mean, it makes sense if I'm saying that, you know, I'm going to look at it right now. I got a book that's up on that, and it makes sense, because I just got done saying that A&M would be probably my surprise team, the team that would kind of come out, quote-unquote, out of nowhere and can be in the national championship mix late November. I'm not even – this is unbelievable. They got like 50 guys listed at one book. This is Bet Online. I don't even see them listed. See, that's the type of mistakes. They won't even have guys and stuff listed. The favorites, obviously, Trevor Lawrence, followed by Justin Fields. Ellinger is like 10-1. Mac Jones is 10-1. Mac Jones 10-1, I think, is a ripoff. So, yeah, I don't even see Kellen Mond listed. So, wow.
I don't even know if Mac Jones is going to be the quarterback once they get going. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. He probably, if I had to estimate, Bill, I think he's probably the starter for SC, but I put his chances 50-50 finishing the season. Nothing against the kid. I just think by the end of the season they'll probably go with somebody else.
Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com, joins us every Friday. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster this Friday. By the way, Jeff says he got that bet March 23rd of 19 is when.
Yeah, that's
that
a really good bet. I tip my hat to Jeff. That's about as good as it comes.
Karen says, Brad, I'd like to place $200 on this. When can I do this? on Kellen Mond. She's ready to lay out the money right now.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to guess when you can bet it in Vegas, I think last year the Westgate put up Heisman Trophy odds in late February.
Did we ever get – I've asked this a bunch of times, probably getting old. Was there ever any proof that Joe Burrow's dad put 2,000 down at 200-1 odds?
No one really approached me on it other than seeing some stuff on Twitter. They got some play. To me, I would think it'd be a much, much bigger story if it was indeed the case.
The only place that I saw this was Darren Revelle, and sometimes Darren gets a little tricky with the facts, you know? So I
yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess I could see it, but I mean, I just think it'd be a much bigger story if it was indeed true.
Oh, that if he won $400,000 on the Heisman, you would think that'd be on the front of USA Today.
Oh, no doubt it would be.
$400,000 on your kid at 200-1?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be running through the streets with that ticket showing people. I mean,
hey, I have a bet for Karen. She can drive to New Jersey and bet on mom 50-1. So there you go, Karen. 50-1. Now, pick up the car and get on down the highway.
She can't do that on a bet on a app.
Not geographically. You know how they do the apps. You got to be physically in that state.
Okay, is that the way that works?
Yep, absolutely. If you get out of the state of Nevada, your app's not going to work.
So I could download an app and register and get it.
A lot of these apps, like a lot of people asking, what are the odds on this? What are the odds on this? A lot of times the apps will work. You just physically can't make the bet. But you can at least read the odds screen.
Like, right.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm reading the odds screen from DraftKings, even though it's Jersey-based. But I can't physically make a bet.
Well, and your deal is you're so experienced and you're so connected. You've got people in New Jersey. If you see better numbers, you're able to bet through New Jersey yourself just because of connections, right?
So yeah, it's illegal. You're incriminating, but yeah. I have the capability. Whether or not I execute it, well, wink, wink.
You've told me that every time. I keep bringing it up, even though you tell me every time it's illegal. I don't know why I keep saying that.
Yeah, but it's like, the old rules of, carrying, liquor and booze across state lines type of thing.
All right. Hey, take us to break. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. You click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, there's two things available. Number one, I know we're football first and foremost here, so if you want to sign up for the rest of this season and next season, the newsletter is $79 for Bill King customers. Covers you for every single college football game, every single NFL game, 56% against the spread the last 5 years. That's number one in the country. That's $79. And if you're interested in hoops, now hoops is different. I don't do a weekly update. I do a daily update every single day through the end of the Final Four, and that's $199. That's VIP service where you get picks each and every day.
Bottom of the hour break coming right back from the Southern Steak and Oyster presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here on 65, making your way down from the north. 65 there at Trinity Lane. 65 getting off on the Metro Center. Still got quite a bit of traffic as they move that crash. 2100 block in Nolensville, applying for the library. Traffic still moving right along 65 up through Williamson County. Hey, be sure to check out Ober Gatlinburg's Ober Rocks 2020, January 25th. All the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time. Traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
At the Southern Steak and Oyster on this Friday, presented by the Omni, Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. You know how you can get all his information. If you have any basketball questions, you can add those to the list, too. Karen has dialed us up from the Woodlands. What's up, Karen?
Yeah, I just want to explain this. What I want to do is I want to Zelle Brad $200 whenever he tells me that he can walk into Las Vegas and make me rich on Kellenmond.
I can do that, but I'll say this. I mean, being somebody of value, I'll just show you shop around. So one book has Kellenmond 35-1. Another book has Kellenmond 50-1. Huge difference there, especially if you're going to put $200 on it. That's about a $3,000 difference as far as a payout. So
sure.
You know, I'd be happy to do that for you, Karen, but I'm looking to protect you for you to get your highest payout. So we'll see once Vegas opens up the odds here to see if they can find something as good as 50-1.
I know it's not the right time to do it yet, but you do Zelle, don't you? Are you a Zelle guy?
Am I a what?
A Zelle guy, Zelle. Do you have the Zelle app?
I do not have the Zelle app. I'm not as on it as you are when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, we can PayPal. We can do a lot of things. But anyway, let me know, because I think he's going to win it? No. Is it worth $200 to bet on it? Sure. That's where I am on that.
Yeah, I think it's, like I said, I mean, Texas A&M is probably the one team I'm zeroing in on as, you know, a team as far as a long shot. And, you know, if that's the case, if they're a 10-win type of team and you got a quarterback, and how are they going to succeed? It's probably going to be on the right arm of Kellen Mond, and he kind of fits that profile. You need kind of a guy, a Heisman guy that's 20-1 or greater. Because 9 of the last 11 Heisman winners have been 20-1 or greater in the preseason. Is he going to be on a contending team, at least a 10-win type of team? He certainly, I think, could fit the bill there. And obviously, he's a quarterback. It's become a quarterback award here since 2000. So he certainly fits the bill. 50-1 is decent for me.
Yeah, he's going to run a lot this year, too. And so that's going to make a difference. And the other thing is, here's a tidbit for you. Elko made a hire yesterday on defense, and so Mike Elko's never had the talent he's got coming into College Station in this class and that came in last class. So he's pretty much got carte blanche to hire whoever he wants to as his position coaches, and he started that yesterday, and so I think the defense is going to be fun to watch. So all those things factor into the fact, and Callum's legs factor into the fact that I'm dead serious about the bet.
All right,
and
Karen.
I think it would be a decent payout. What I wish would happen, because it's tough to get, you know, the actual winner, I wish they would offer, get Willie make it to New York, because I think there's a good, decent chance that he at least makes it to New York for as being, as far as a finalist. Winning it's an entirely different story.
Right, and when is it going to come? When are the playoff, the good playoff picks going to come out?
You're meaning to win the title?
Who's going to be in the playoffs? Who are the final four?
Yeah, I mean, early guess for me would be certainly Clemson, Ohio State. Alabama's going to be really tough to beat. I mean, even A&M's got to go to Alabama. I know the Crimson Tide got to play at LSU, but Alabama would be in the mix for me. And then others, your normal guys, the teams, your Georgia,
Oklahoma.
Yeah, but
I'm saying when and how could I bet A&M to be in that four is my question.
I haven't seen just playoff odds yet. Those, again, will come around. A lot of those will be available when the start of spring practice.
Okay, that'd be another 200 for me now, so you need to watch out for me.
Okay, Karen.
Okay, see y'all later. Giggum.
Jeff, too, wants to know your thoughts on the AFC. We'll make an exception here because that's the football this weekend. The AFC and NFC championship games this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be square. I lean with both favorites. So that'll be San Francisco in the NFC game laying right around 7.5. The preferred pick for me, if you're going to bet one, I'm going to lay the 7 with Kansas City. I know that's not going to make a lot of people happy there in Nashville, and kudos for Tennessee for this historic run they've been on. But we are talking about history at this point, the fact that it's now 4 straight road games for the Titans, and with 3 of them being in the playoffs, that's only happened twice before. And how did those 2 teams do in that situation? Well, they lost the game. They failed to cover the game. And I don't think Kansas City's getting enough respect for being not only, in my opinion, the best team in the NFL, but I think they could be one of the best teams the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, Mahomes in that offense, I think, is the best offense. You know, say what you want about Andy Reid. I think, you know, the last 20, 25 years, he's the second best coach in the NFL. I know he has 0 Super Bowls, but the fact that he's been so consistent in Philadelphia and Kansas City, he's really good. And the defense this year, certainly the trend line's way up for them compared to what they were a year ago. So Kansas City, to me, fading Tennessee in a tough spot. I'll take the Chiefs, -7.
Royal Payne with a basketball question, Alabama question. He says, with Nate Oates' new system at Alabama starting to click with the Bama players, does he think there's going to be some value in the point spreads going forward, or will the public catch up to how well they are playing because of how they played and beat Auburn?
You know, I don't think they're going to catch up yet, the public. The basketball market's much slower than the football market as far as the, you know, teams catching on to it. And certainly that was a high-profile win for them the other night against Auburn. I would say the bigger value would be fading Auburn because they still have that gaudy record. But certainly that's the type of win that can jumpstart your season, especially with a first-year coach. So if you had to ask me the next 5 games, what would you rather do? Would you rather bet against Alabama or bet on Alabama? I would say I'd rather bet on Alabama. Therefore, I think there's some slight value on the Crimson Tide.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Okay, here's the question. Since Notre Dame has made it official, Tommy Rees is the offensive coordinator. What are the long shot odds that you and I could get on Ian Book for Heisman?
Yeah,
make 200-1.
As high as 60-1. Give me one second. I'm looking at 33-1. That's a offshore book. Let me look here. I thought I saw 60-1. You're a believer in it, Bill.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not. I'm in the wait and see mode. But
I am too.
66-1 in that Jersey book. 66-1. So. We'll see. Got to be Clemson and Wisconsin for that matter.
Clemson is at Notre Dame. Is Wisconsin at Camp Randall? Where is that?
No, it's in Lambeau.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Is that the Shamrock? That's the Shamrock game, right?
Yeah, this is crazy. So it's in Lambeau. Who would you think should be the home team in Lambeau?
You would think Wisconsin.
No, Notre Dame. Next year they play at Soldier Field. You would think Notre Dame would be the home team. Wisconsin's the home team next year.
Wow. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. The Shamrock thing always slips by me. I always forget about that.
And they're going to be a well-traveled team, obviously, starting off the season, the week zero in Ireland. Now, they do get a week off after that. I think that was a mistake the last time they played Purdue, like the week after, and they almost lost that game in 2012. But a week off, and then they open up the season with Arkansas. So it's a decent schedule, like usual, for the Fighting Irish. If I had to get, early guess, it's a 9-10, not 9 or 10 win type of team.
I wonder if behind the scenes, if you're Brian Kelly, and obviously getting to go anywhere is culturally good. The players get to see some things. People who travel, the families can go experience Ireland and all of that. But, man, that's a big pain in the neck, I would think, if you're a coach.
Yeah, and he's voiced a little bit of concern over in the past, especially when they were losing home games by all the travels. And he certainly wasn't a fan last year when you looked at their November schedule and they're playing in San Diego and Chicago and New York and L.A. One of the biggest reasons why they struggled in that finale against SC, I think, was the buildup of all the miles they have traveled. He's at times voiced his concern, and I would agree with him.
Brad, we'll let you go here, sir. Tell everybody one more time how they can get your information.
BradPowerSports.com. Top of the page, click on the Bill King tab. Football newsletter, $79 for the rest of this year and all of next year. College basketball VIP service is $199. You get daily emails now through the rest of the season here through the championship game. Go to BradPowerSports.com. Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, see you next week, sir.
All right. Take care, Bill.
There he is, Mr. Brad Powers. Joins us on Fridays, handicapping and anything you want to get into, college basketball. Not a whole lot of action yet from you folks on college basketball. It ought to speed up some, though, once we all get more acclimated. Even Jeff in Chicago said that the college basketball thing been wearing him down a little bit. And Jeff is a hardcore man. He's an IU fan. He's a Big Ten guy. He's a college basketball guy. Loves it. Loves it. He even admitted. It's starting to wear him down a little bit. John in L.A. says, Bill, please tell Karen that Elko did a lot more in this one in only 1 year with Notre Dame players than he has done in 2 years with A&M. Well, yeah, Elko had a really good year. They got him from Wake. But I tell you what, Clark Lee, now speaking of hiring from within, lots of people don't like that. You're more attractive when they have to go get you somewhere, right? For some reason, if you're in the system already, but you haven't been one of the bosses, meaning a coordinator, etc., then you're just not as attractive. It wasn't your job description. And fans don't like that. They like when you go somewhere else, get a guy who's already got it next to his name and has already done some things. I understand that. I'm not saying that's a wrong way of thinking. But, again, somebody's got to get the next opportunity. The guys that you would like them to go chase at one point weren't coordinators and needed that first. Here you go. Here's this opportunity. And Clark Lee has done a ridiculously good job at Notre Dame defensively since Elko. And he and Elko are connected. They were together and came together to Notre Dame. Elko brought him to Notre Dame. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But hiring from within, if you'll notice, is never as sexy as my team went out and got this guy over here. And he was way away. We had to travel away. Couple states over here to get him. It's just the mindset. Sometimes that is the right way of thinking. Sometimes it's not. With Tommy Reese, I would say if we had a poll and we could get Notre Dame fans in mass to vote, do you approve of the Tommy Reese elevation to coordinator? I'm guessing slightly more than not would say no. I could be wrong there, but I think it'd be close. Now, the players, and this includes former players at Notre Dame that were maybe there when Tommy Reese was the quarterback, They're tweeting how much they like this idea, but they're doing that for their buddy. I mean, they may believe it, but they're doing it because of camaraderie. It's my guy. I played with Mr. Tommy Reese. So I get that part, too. I do. Okay, one more break here. Brad, good stuff with Brad. We'll see him next Friday. From the studios, even when they're on the road, the Goggin Cold Hall Studios here at the Southern Steak and Oyster, presented by the place about a block away, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving along out here on I-40 coming past the airport through Hermitage and Donaldson. They're still on the scene of that wreck at Nolensville Pike at Concord Road. And let me tell you, there's just so much traffic trying to get out of Nolensville right now that it's not even funny trying to get up through there inbound on Nolensville Pike again, approaching the accident scene here at Concord Road. Still busy 65 up through Brentwood, but moving fairly decent. Hey, buying or selling a home, call Nikisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty, the Tate team. That's right. Give them a call, 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
And now, American Veterans United Heating and Air is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is courtesy of veteran-owned and operated AVU Heating and Air, a third-generation heating and cooling company. When it comes to the very best in residential heating and cooling, trust the name we trust. AVU Heating and Air, giving 15% off all veterans. Call 931-842-5392. AVU Heating and Air, they're people who care.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Truck Show.
When you talk about sports radio, it's pure. Okay, it's not sound bites. Mr. Franks, man, you do it as good as anybody. So I really appreciate, you know, in my time in Nashville, you watched me grow up. You helped me grow. Okay, man, you've provided plenty of conversation, you know, man, for us to talk about all things Vanderbilt. I thank you for that. I truly do.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville's Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Well, this morning, a mostly cloudy sky, mostly cloudy today, high 48. Cloudy tonight, stray shower this evening, a good chance for showers with gusty winds later tonight into Saturday, low tonight 44. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Okay. We have a thing here. You ready? Bobby just linked me this. Now, this had been rumored, but apparently this is a thing. Former Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator Todd Monken is set to join the Georgia staff. A source confirms to The Athletic. This is from Seth Emerson. Exact role is not confirmed yet. That's a pretty big hire. Now, let me Todd Monken, in my eyes, peaked. And he did a really good job. Remember, let's go back. A game and a season we've talked a lot about. 2011, when we had the fateful LSU-Alabama rematch, which just made all of America go into a conniption. Remember that. I didn't have a problem with it at all. But most of America just apoplectic. Couldn't take it. That's got to get us to playoffs, which a couple of years did get you to playoffs. The team that had the biggest beef in 2011 was Oklahoma State. And the offensive coordinator for the mullet was Todd Monken. That's the best season in the history of Oklahoma State football, 2011. They went 11-1. They won Bedlam, won it big. They never win Bedlam. The mullet never wins Bedlam. They won that one. Big. And they scored a ton of points. That was the team that had the biggest beef. We should be in there, not LSU. So he's a very good offensive mind. Now, he had been with the Browns. Everybody got fired there. I'm not worried about the NFL stuff. But that's a good addition for Georgia, particularly if they can use him. Now, he was only at Oklahoma State. Well, he's there prior to a couple of years and then moved on, then came back. He was there in 11 and 12, and then he left. Remember, he got the Southern Miss job. And he was there for a couple of years. Things eventually didn't work out. But as an offensive mind, as a coordinator, this guy is good. Now, again, the role is not confirmed. I would assume he'll have his hands on that offense big time. That's a pretty solid move for them, to say the least. Royal Payne, Bill, where did Chip Long wind up? I even did a surface Google search and didn't see anything. Weird that he went from an interview with Saban to not hearing his name. Well, obviously, he got let go by Notre Dame. And as far as I know, he has not been hired anywhere. Yeah, I don't think anywhere. Brian Kelly is... He's not an easy guy. Now, a lot of head coaches aren't easy to work for. Probably shouldn't be. You're not there to be everybody's buddy. It's a tough gig. Getting paid a lot of money. But particularly offense, the quarterback position, coordinator, and Chip Long, I think he and Kelly got sideways on a few things, but they became too much of a finesse team. And not that you won't throw the ball because you need to, but he wants them to be a little bit more physical. I think that's where the bigger disconnect was with him. But I don't know if Chip Long's landed anywhere. I don't know. John out in L.A. Bill, wasn't Tommy Reese's dad a top-notch assistant coach with UCLA under Terry Donahue? I always thought that Tommy had a much better football mind versus his outright talent. Don't those type of guys typically make good coaches? Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know what? The Terry Donahue UCLA, I don't know about that. I'd have to look that up. That's a very good question. I'm going to plead ignorance there. I don't know about him as far as his dad. But that's you can't go by a bowl game determining if that, well, if he did it in a bowl game, that means, no, that's one game does not give you the, now I'm glad it went well. I'll give you that. I don't want you to suck in the bowl game and then determine it's going to be okay. But I'll never forget this one. So Tennessee wins the Natty in 98, and their coordinator, David Cutcliffe, wasn't even there. He'd already taken the Ole Miss job, and he was not doing both jobs together. Took the Ole Miss job, was no longer coaching in Tennessee. Tennessee goes to the national championship game against Florida State. Randy Sanders, Fulmer's metaphorically speaking adopted son, becomes the coordinator. And things worked out for Tennessee in that game. So everybody, hey, Bill, man, Sanders did fine in that game. He's going to be fine. Just don't get me started. Don't. I remember when Randy Sanders, actually, he stepped down before he was going to get let go. I get a call from Mike Organ from the Tennessean. Mike's still there. Good friend, Mike Organ. And he wants my thoughts for some quotes on it for the Tennessean. And I think my quote was, I sure as hell was right. I think that was the intellectual level of my quote there. And he is, he went on to coach at Kentucky after that, Randy. He went down, he was with Jimbo at Florida State. I mean, look, as long as he's not calling your plays, fine, but you don't want that guy calling your plays. And he's now the head coach at ETSU. East Tennessee still thinks that guy's a good coach, meaning like Vol fans. They still think that he and Chavis are literally deities for whatever reason. I'll never understand that. There's the music. At Crazy Charlie 615. We'll be back Monday bright and early. Lots to talk about. Out Bill is king. Come by the Southern. People are starting to matriculate in here. Fantastic food in here. Music City Todd comes by and visits us sometimes when we're down here. Good buddy over here. Omni just over my left shoulder. If you can picture that on your radio dial, you probably can't. Lajpa.